Emmanuel Saiz, the economics professor best known for analyzing IRS numbers that help characterize income inequality, recently released his preliminary estimates for 2013. Professor Saiz has determined that the share of total U.S. income that goes to the top 1%, excluding capital gains, is 17.5%. By this measure, the concentration of income among the wealthiest Americans remains at levels last observed nearly a century ago. As pointed out by economics writer Justin Wolfers, the 17.5% figure is below the 18.9% share calculated by Professor Saiz for 2012. But it is important not to read too much into that, since tax rates changed in 2013 and likely impacted the reading. It is therefore much better to focus on the average of the past 2 years, and that average continues to support the narrative that the economic recovery has largely benefited the rich. After adjusting for inflation, the average income for the richest 1% has risen over the 2012-2013 period compared to 2009. By contrast, average incomes fell by a few dollars for the remaining 99%. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.